The election season is upon us. Various parties are now busy declaring lists of their candidates in tranches. While that happens, there is always a reminder that whatever happens in our politics is something that started earlier. And we've been tracking this politics for a long time. For example, my column, National Interest, it's now been published for more than 27, 28 years. And the abiding theme, the most consistent theme, it talks about many other things, including international affairs and definitely cricket, sometimes even Bollywood, but mostly it is politics. And that's why it becomes instructive and interesting sometimes to look at what we might have said earlier, what we might have anticipated earlier, where we might have gone right and where we might have gone wrong. So as we build up to these elections, occasionally I will take a break from Cut the Clutter and give you a readout of one of the earlier National Interest columns or maybe writings on the wall columns, which are not available on video and audio as yet, to give you an idea of how our political coverage and political analysis and insight more than coverage has evolved. That's the reason I'm taking you back to 22nd December 2007. When this National Interest column was published. Why is that date significant? Because that was on the eve of the counting in the Gujarat state elections. That was the second Gujarat state election that Narendra Modi, then Chief Minister, was fighting. The first one, 2002, he had won that handsomely. This was 2007. And the headline of that column was, "If Modi wins on Sunday." And then the column goes on to talk about what might happen in Indian politics if Modi wins on Sunday. So stay with me as I tell you, and then you can arrive at a judgment on what we read right and what we might have got wrong. So here we go. On the eve of the 2002 Gujarat elections, I had stuck my neck out to predict somewhat audaciously that if Modi wins, it would alter the character of national politics and that the next general election could be a Sonia versus Modi contest. There were some curious murmurs and questions from the usual suspects of the Congress that Saturday. Modi ke chamche ban gaye, right? Like that. But surprise of surprises, the only protest came from Pramod Mahajan of the BJP. He was then a cabinet minister. He called early that morning and for once was not his usual sugar-coated self. "What's this, boss? What kind of nonsense are you writing?" he said. Now, why should it have upset Pramod Mahajan if I was predicting his party's victory? His party's victory in Gujarat, that foxed me at that moment. And in any case, 6:30 in the morning is not exactly when I am at my brightest ever. Mahajan apologized for calling so early and we agreed to meet for lunch that afternoon. Frankly, I had banked that lunch away from my memoirs, not so much for what we discussed, but because of some interesting sidelights. Like Mahajan asking a startled steward at the Oberoi's very proper Belvedere for a whole large onion. "Don't peel it," he specified. I thought for a moment that Mahajan, always a great showman, wanted to use the onion to make a political point about the BJP. He instead plonked it on the table, crushed it under his ample palm and plucked out the flesh for himself and for me to munch with our lunch. Even in a 7-star environment, the BJP's most flamboyant star then wanted to be his rustic self. Then he came to the point. "What do you mean by saying Sonia versus Modi in the next general elections? Have we all disappeared?" he said. In fact, he said, "Hum sab log kya chudi pehen ke baithe hue hain? Do we all wear bangles? You think we have spent decades in politics to now hand it all over to somebody who walks in through the back door?" he said, referring to Modi. "I tell you this story now," I wrote in this article written in December 2007, "because while the advanced 2004 poll distorted the emerging political scenario then, it is incredible how it is promising to play out exactly the same way now. If Modi wins on Sunday," I wrote on 22nd of December 2007, "if Modi wins on Sunday, the stage will be set for an ultimate Modi's versus Sonia battle for national power, even if Advani continues to be the BJP's shadow prime minister. Modi will then be the key campaigner. His kind of politics, his style of campaigning, his lexicon of cryptographic saffronism and even his short-sleeved kurtas will then define the BJP campaign in the next election. Remember, you see his short sleeve kurtas all the time, and so many other BJP leaders are wearing that now. In the long run too, he will emerge as Rahul Gandhi's main challenger. He will in turn unite the parties that need the Muslim votes, thereby strengthening any Congress-led coalition. He will put under great strain the members of any BJP-led coalition as well, particularly those that still value Muslim votes. Nitish Kumar is a key example. But even his worst critics won't deny that if he wins on Sunday, he will pretty much define the agenda for national politics in the near future. It is also for this very reason that his re-election will worry many of his party's national leaders exactly the same way his rise had worried Pramod Mahajan in 2002. It is not just because he will then make an immediate bid for national leadership. On the contrary, chances are that he will let Advani be the prime ministerial candidate for the next round. That happened in 2009. But his style and persona will cast a larger-than-life shadow not just on the BJP, but on the entire universe of saffron politics. Two important factors that have marked the BJP's national politics so far will then change. One is the fact that whatever their commitment to RSS ideology and classical Hindutva, most senior leaders of the BJP have risen from the parliamentary system of the 50s and the 60s. They have therefore conducted their politics within the broader parameters of constitutionalism and parliamentary sobriety. Vajpayee has sparred with Nehru and yet both maintain good personal relations of mutual respect. Vajpayee has sparred with Nehru and Advani was on talking terms with Indira Gandhi and Rajiv even after she jailed him and his entire party leadership during the emergency. Also, whatever their private views, you have never heard any of the senior BJP leaders say nasty things about Muslims in any public discourse. The second factor to have defined the BJP's politics so far, until the rise of Modi, is the political leadership's remarkable servility to the kingmaker of Nagpur, the leadership of the RSS. So strong has that hold been that even at the peak of Vajpayee's power, most key decisions, even privatization of PSUs, had to be cleared with Nagpur. If Modi were to win tomorrow, I wrote on that Saturday, that is 22nd December 2007, if Modi were to win tomorrow, both will change. He may not call Muslims' names in public, but he leaves very little to chance. Not for him the lily-liveredness of the old-fashioned BJP politicians. He will never even nod to a suggestion to reach out to Muslims, especially as he does not believe in quote-unquote appeasement. He is not shy of using the expression Alia Malia Kamalia to refer to gundas on the streets of Gujarat. And when asked if he isn't actually suggesting in code language that the bad guys are all Muslims, he asks with a straight face, "So what would you say in English? Tom, Dick and Harry? Would that have made all the bad guys Christian then?" Modi's rise will completely change the form, style, substance and essence of the BJP's politics. In the 90s, with Ayodhya, L.K. Advani had given his party a certain direction. Modi's rise will now mean that the use-by date on that politics is over. Most interestingly, he will change the second factor too. He may be an icon of aggressive Hindutva, but Modi has emerged as the first BJP leader ever to defy the moral and political authority of the RSS. He has not deferred to them. He has, in fact, defied them. He has even prevented RSS boys and sympathizers the power of making money on the side, something they consider their right in BJP-ruled states. The RSS is now returning the compliment by boycotting his campaign. So if Modi wins this Sunday, he will also be the first BJP leader ever to win in defiance of and despite the RSS. And if he loses, which though unlikely, is not an impossibility, nothing's ever an impossibility, but it's unlikely. So if he loses in the unlikely event, in the most unlikely event of his losing, it will also have far-reaching consequences, most of all for the BJP, as its old leadership and the RSS, already sharpening their knives, turn on him. So come Sunday, you will see the rise of a new politics one way or the other. And I then added a postscript, which I'll read out to you and you can laugh if you wish to. And the postscript goes as follows. I have a sneaking feeling that this time too, my phone may ring, hopefully not at 6:30 a.m. And someone from the BJP will call again to say, what nonsense are you writing? That actually did not happen. And you can see how politics of the country and the BJP played out from that Sunday onwards in December 2007, when Modi won his second successive victory in Gujarat. Now, you might be curious about what that article in 2002 was that got Pramod Mahajan upset. So that article actually was published on 16th November 2002. The headline was the Modi Magnifier. You can find it on the print website. I will share a link with you with the description. This article as well as the 2007 article. This article as well as the 2007 article. And this is the article that Pramod Mahajan to make that angry early morning phone call to me. You can also check it out in the few remaining copies of my earlier book, my earlier collection of columns, National Interest Columns, Anticipating India. As you might have figured, we got our reading of the trends quite right in this particular column. As we go ahead, as we move into this election campaign, I'll share a few more like these with you, where we got things right and some where we didn't quite get it right. So please do keep watching this space, because what am I doing? I'm like a student of Indian politics who's offering you his earlier answer sheets for re-examination.